Each shale gas well that uses the fracking process produces millions of gallons of salty wastewater. And that brine has to go someplace. Often it's injected into disposal wells deep underground, but it doesn't always stay put. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant takes a look at how frack waste can migrate underground.
The ground beneath our feet is more than just dirt. There's a whole other world under there. Layers of earth, evidence of the natural history beneath parts of Ohio and Pennsylvania over hundreds of millions of years.
Things get wet, then they get dry. First they're lakes, and then they're deserts. That's our past, that's our future.
Tony Ingraffia is Professor Emeritus of Engineering at Cornell University, who's worked with the energy industry. Those lakes were salty water, and the mud and silt at the bottom were compressed over time into shale, a flaky but tightly packed rock. Meanwhile, on the surface, this region became more like a desert.
And what do you have in a desert? Sand.
Sand accumulated for many millions of years, creating a hard porous rock called sandstone. Then the cycle repeated again.
There was shale, then there was sandstone, and there was shale again, and then there's more sandstone, and then there's more shale, and then more sandstone. That's what happens over time.
Dead fish and plants caught in the shale layers eventually transformed into natural gas and oil.
The origin, the place that oil and gas originates, is from shale.
Over time, oil and gas can migrate from the shale and become trapped in the pores of the sandstone, creating reservoirs of oil and gas. When people first started drilling for oil in the 1800s, they found it in the sandstone. In Pennsylvania, hundreds of thousands of oil and gas wells have been drilled since then, tens of thousands in Ohio. But often if they stopped producing, they were abandoned.
Pennsylvania and Ohio are the two states with the oldest wells and probably the highest density of wells, especially these really old wells.
Susan Brantley is a professor of geosciences at Penn State University who studies the movement of fluid underground. In recent years, another type of well has become common, fracked shale wells, 9,000 feet and further down below the surface. Drillers use millions of gallons of water mixed with sand and chemicals at high pressure to crack the deeper impermeable shale layers. This releases the oil and gas trapped in the Marcellus and Utica formations. And then salty wastewater called brine flows up to the surface.
Some people say the oil and gas industry, they should call it a water industry, because every oil and gas well brings up water with the oil and gas.
That chemical-laced wastewater can be toxic and radioactive, and it needs to be disposed of, which means another type of well, a disposal well, where wastewater is injected back into the earth. Pennsylvania has only 9 of these, with a handful more on the way. That leaves millions of gallons of Pennsylvania's waste that are trucked to Ohio's more than 200 disposal wells. Geologist Terry Engelder is professor emeritus at Penn State, whose work earned him the nickname the godfather of the Marcellus Shale. He points out that with disposal wells, oil and gas wells, and older abandoned wells, there's a lot of holes in the ground.
When you have this many wells in the landscape, that makes the landscape Swiss cheese.
Engelder says that can be a problem when you're injecting wastewater underground. Liquid at high pressure can move through cracks in the rock. And if it meets a well, it can rush up to the surface. This movement is called migration, and it's happened here already. Just last month, an unused gas well in southeastern Ohio started spewing brine water, more than 1.5 million gallons, that killed fish and salamanders in a nearby creek. Engelder thinks that spray was wastewater that was injected into a nearby disposal well.
And that injection traveled all the way over here to another well.
The two wells were drilled in different time periods for different purposes, but into the same underground rock formation, a sandstone layer nearly 6,000 feet underground.
It flowed along the Medina sandstone 2.54 miles and then back up.
In part to avoid this type of migration, disposal well operators in Ohio and Pennsylvania are required to identify and possibly plug abandoned wells up to a half-mile radius. But wastewater can travel much further than that. In another migration incident in Ohio, it traveled 5 miles to multiple gas wells in the same underground formation. Engelder looked at a sample of 35 disposal well depths in Ohio and found the majority were drilled into that Medina sandstone layer, the same layer as many older, abandoned oil and gas wells. Cornell's Tony Ingraffia expects more wastewater to find its way to the surface.
Yes, because the more holes you drill in the ground and the more injection wells you have and the more wells that you have that are being abandoned but not properly plugged, the higher the probability that the events that you're witnessing in Ohio are going to be repeating again and again.
I'm not really sure that you can say that there's so many wells that they're just going to start spewing all over the place.
Still, Penn State's Sue Brantley says, while there are few accidents like this, when they do happen, they can create big problems. If wastewater migrates up to the surface in an older well...
You know, the older the well, the higher the likelihood that there can be some cracking in the cement or something like that.
And wastewater could escape through those cracks and contaminate the water table, though there is no evidence this has happened so far. Brantley says there are so many wells now with all the fracked shale wells, she's not sure how regulators can really prevent migration of wastewater.
You got 12,000 new wells, and then you may have hundreds of thousands of old wells. What would due diligence be? How many people would you need with feet on the ground looking at this to really figure it out precisely when we cannot predict where a fracture is going to go?
Brantley says modern fracking in these ancient shale layers quickly took hold in the industry, but society is still learning the impacts of all the waste it creates.
We innovate faster than we can figure out what the implications are. That is just a true statement about humans, right?
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.